Okay, some of y'all never got in trouble in school. Y'all didn't have a Denise Markle. Christy Jeffries. Or Mr. Carter. Here we go. I want to share, boy, that song at the end, The Goodness of God, goes right with what the Lord has laid on my heart. I'm talking about to the T, to the point, to the measurement, right where it needs to be. He pulled the ruler out and made the measure. The little boy got a tape measure. I was reminded of this, and he told his daddy he was wanting to be 6 foot tall. Man, he couldn't wait to get to be 6 foot tall, and he told his daddy, he said, Daddy, I'm 6 foot tall. He said, you ain't no 6 foot tall. He said, yes, I am. I'm 6 foot tall. And the daddy said, show me how you're 6 foot tall. So he went and got the tape measure, went and got the rule, went and got the ruler. And he said, look, daddy, he pulled that thing out and he got the 6 foot and he stood up and said, I'm 6 foot tall. You know why he's 6 foot tall? Because he broke the rule. He broke the rule. He didn't measure it the right way. This morning, I'm not your ruler. I'm not the one you measure your life by. You measure your life by Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the ruler. Isaiah chapter number 45. And I'm just going to preach this morning, dismiss and go home. I'm just in a preaching mood. You ever just got in a preaching mood? Isaiah 45, verse number 2, I ask you to stand. There is none else. Listen, this Christmas season, don't you get a hold of this. There is none else. There ain't nobody else. He is the only one this morning. The goodness of God, God Almighty, Jehovah, there is none else. He's the only one. Isaiah 45 and verse number 2, the Bible says, here's what God told Isaiah. He said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the brass of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee. Though thou hast not known me, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Well, ain't you glad of that? He took care of you when you didn't even know him. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the east to the west, there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, why makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands? Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for your written word. I thank you for the word that's above every word. I thank you for this book this morning. Father, I'm in over my head. Once again, I've stepped off into something that if you don't step into, I'm in a mess. Lord, I pray here in the book of Isaiah that you use it to your ability and what you want it to do. I pray you search the hearts that needs to be searched. Lord, I'm not a preacher that can search hearts. I'm just a preacher of the gospel to share the good news. Lord, but the Holy Ghost can go where no man can go. The Holy Ghost can go where no person can go. And Lord, I pray this morning that the Holy Ghost of heaven would go deep down into the soul, the marrow, and the spirit. And Lord God, search the things that are in the deep places. And Lord, I pray you have your will and way. Lord, just as all these Christmas lights are in this building, I know that Holy Ghost is even brighter. It can shine down even darker in the darkest places and bring out what needs to be brought out. I pray for the next few moments, you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Illuminate my mind and loosen my tongue. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come in this morning and we look in the text, I want you to know that there is none else. There is no other God like this God I'm talking about. Here the Bible says Isaiah's drawn a deep thought. And here in verse number 5 he said, there is no God beside him. And if you look there in verse number 6, he said, I am the Lord and there is none else. If you look over in verse number 18, Isaiah said, I am the Lord and there is none else. He kept telling us that God is the only way. In verse number 21, he says, there is none beside me. Talking about the Lord Jehovah. He said in verse number 22, for I am God and there is none else. In chapter 45, Isaiah is telling us that God is all. We need nothing else in our life but God Almighty. When you make him Lord of your life, he becomes Lord of all. What a blessing assurance to know that there is only one God. Can I get an amen? Nobody else can do what God can do. And you say, preacher, what can God do in my life? How big a God is this God you're talking about? Hey, what can God do? I say to you this morning that there's nothing too hard for God. You say, what can He do? I see, number one, Isaiah says that He can straighten out the crooked places, the things that are in our life that is crooked and need to be straightened out. Hey, God is the only one that can straighten out what is crooked in our lives. Look with me, if you will, in verse number two, He says, here's what the Lord told Isaiah. He said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places a straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. You say, you telling me He can straighten out the crooked places? I'm telling you this morning, it don't matter how crooked it is. It don't matter how perverse it is. It don't matter what's going on in your life. The God of heaven can set down. He can come down into your life through the form of the Holy Ghost. He can take His abode inside of you by the blood of Jesus Christ. And He can take what's crooked and make it straight. I want you to know in Joshua chapter number 1, in verse number 5, He told Joshua that He would go before him. In Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 5, the Bible says, therefore shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. I want to say to you this morning that He'll go before you and He'll make the crooked places straight. When you don't see no way and you see no way out and you don't understand what's going to happen in life and you don't know where to go and you don't know the next way to turn, I got good news for you this morning, straight from the throne room of heaven. If you don't know which way to go, you just wait on God and He'll take that crooked place and He'll make it straight and He'll straighten it out before you. You won't have to sit there and wonder who done it. You'll know that the God of heaven sat down in your life and that He made it straight. I see that He'll go before you, but also see this, He'll break what can't be broken by any other man. He says in Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. The things in your life that need to be broken that nobody knows about, I'm talking about the God of heaven. He can sit down and He can set the captive free. He can break chains in your life. He can set the captive free. Look with me in verse number 2. He says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. He'll take them bars that is on your heart. He'll take that crookedness that's in your life. He'll take them paths that, Satan has tried to set out before you and tried to stumble you and get you to go the wrong way. And He'll take them and He'll make them in the right path. He says they'll go before you. He'll break what can't be broken and He'll supply what you need. You say, preacher, my job is my provider. My job is what supplies my needs. My job is what takes care of me. If your job is what supplies you and your job is what takes care of you, you are most men miserable. If you know that the God of heaven, I'm talking about Jehovah God this morning, He is the one that gave you that job. He is the one that gave you the air to breathe. He is the one that takes care of you. He is the one that provides for you. He is the one that makes the way. He is the bright morning star. He is the rose of Sharon. He is the lily of the valley. When you understand that's what He is in your life, I got good news this morning. He'll supply every need that you have. Hey, the Bible says in Philippians chapter number 4 in verse number 19, but my God. Hey, He's got to be your God this morning if He's going to supply your needs. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus this morning. I see this morning that He'll straighten the crooked places. He'll go before you. He'll break what you can't break. He'll supply what you need when you can't supply it. And you say, where will He get it from, preacher? He'll give you what you need from places that you never expected it. Can I get an amen? He'll give you what you need in places that you never expected it. Look what He says in verse number 3. He said, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places. He said, I'll go where you can't go. I'll get what you can't get, and I'll give it to you when you need it, Brother Jay. I'll go over here when you can't see no way, and I'll make a way in your life. That's the God I serve. He'll go over here when everything looks doom and gloom, and you don't have a clue what's going on, and He'll reach over here in a dark place. He'll reach over here and move on you, and He'll help you in a mighty way. I thank God this morning that He straightens out the crooked places, don't you? I see that He does that in a secret place. Psalm 19:1, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I see He supplies from a secret place, but I also see He supplies from a special place. He'll make the crooked place straight in your life. He'll take what's crooked and He'll make it straight. This week I had a phone call. I won't go into all the details, but I want to share this with you. I love sharing life application with my folk. I love for you to know what God's doing in the local body, in the community, and how God works. I'm telling you, this ain't just some made-up God. He's real. Man, we should start living like He's real. And that He meets our needs. My needs are met by God Almighty. And I'm not talking about financial needs. I'm not talking about physical needs only. I'm talking about spiritual needs. This week, Monday, I had a phone call. And the phone call came and said, can you do a funeral? Will you do a funeral Friday evening at 6 o'clock? Will you be able to handle a funeral? Will you be able to do a funeral? And most of the time when the funeral home calls, if it's somebody in my congregation here, I never back up. I always go. But when the funeral home calls, you got to pick and choose the ones you do. If not, you'll do 3 or 4 a day every day, and you won't be able to shepherd your flock. So you have to be very mindful in what God has called you to do. And He'll straighten out the crookedness and get it right where you need it to be. And He called and He said, can you do it? And I'm telling you, I had a burn in my heart, Brother Shea Taylor. I'm talking about burning down into the core and down deep into my heart. And the Lord was telling me, you go do that funeral. You go do that funeral. You need to do that funeral. This lot's on you. I didn't know the man, didn't know nothing about him. And I called back and I said, I'll do that funeral Friday. I'll do that funeral Friday. And you're talking about taking a crooked and make it straight. I said, I'll do that funeral Friday. Yes, the Lord's allowed me to do that funeral. I went to that funeral home Friday evening at 5 o'clock. The family come in. The young man had been cremated. They had his ashes up front. He had a memorial service. Was going to preach at 6 o'clock. And as they were going through, I'm telling you, I didn't know the dad, the mom. I didn't know nobody. Brother Hagin, it was cold as it could be. As we was walking through there, I sat in the back corner. I just sat down as they come by, and they watched the video in the place. I didn't know nobody. Nobody knew me. I stuck out like a sore thumb. All of a sudden, about 10 minutes to 6, old Danny Otch told me, he said, preacher, and I've been praying for about an hour sitting there. I'm talking about Brother Eric under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, telling God, if you don't show up, I'm in trouble. I ain't got the words to say. I don't know what to say. I'm in over my head. I'm in a crooked place, and you need to straighten it out. You need to make what's wrong right. You need to set the captive free. You need to move on this in a mighty way. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Hey, God, you need to move. As I sat there, old Danny told me, said, at 10 till 6, I'll come out. We're going to escort the family in. About 10 to 6, I got up and I walked back to the back of the building. I didn't know nobody there, and all of a sudden a young man said, Brother BJ, what are you doing here? Son, I spun around there and I looked him dead in the eye. Josh Trenum, I looked him dead in the eye. He said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm going to officiate this funeral. And he looked at that daddy, that ice cold between me and that daddy. Listen to me, it was an ice cold look. He thought I was going to judge his son because he had committed suicide. He thought I was going to be judgmental when I got behind that sacred desk. He didn't know what I was going to say. He didn't know what I was going to proclaim. All he knows is what he's heard all of his life. He didn't know what I was going to say. And he looked me dead in the eyes. And he said, I don't know how you got him, but he is a man of God. And he'll preach the truth. You listen to me, it done me good. Had another man of God was in that funeral home. Helping me. I was in a crooked place needing straightened out. And a man of God, God sent Josh Trenum in that funeral home. I believe that with all of my heart. And that daddy looked me in the face, Brother Lance, and he said, there's no judgmental here. If that man says you're a man of God, you just preach the word. You said, preacher, what'd you do? I got under the unction of the Holy Ghost and just preached Jesus. So when that funeral started going on, I'm telling you, there was what was so cold and ice cold, you could feel it all over that place. Opened that word and gave them hope, letting them know that God will supply their need, that God will take care of everything they got going on. There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing God can't do. We got done preaching that funeral, and I sat back down. And they told me, they said, you close it out at the end with the prayer. I said, I don't close out. I close out the message with the prayer, not the end. They said, we need you to do that today. I sat back down. Y'all listen to this. And the Holy Ghost told me, he said, go pray with that mom and daddy in front of everybody. I said, I'm not doing that. I'll pray from the pulpit. Y'all do the same thing. Don't sit there. Don't sit there and act like I don't know what I'm talking about. Spirit of God, get on you. Tell you to get this altar. And you said, I'll just pray right here. It'll be okay. And he says, no, I'm telling you to get up there. Get up there. And you say, no, I'll do it right here. I sat back down in my seat, Brother Jetty. I said, no, I'll do it up behind the pulpit. And the Holy Ghost said, no, you'll go to them. I said, no, I'm not going to go to them. He said, yes, you are. You get there, you're going to kneel down in front of them on your knees before that mom and daddy. You're going to lay that Bible in his hands, and you're going to pray that God gives him a peace that passes all understanding. What did you do, preacher? I'm telling you, he straightened out what's crooked in my life and set things straight. I got down there on my knees and I looked at that mama and that daddy in the eyes and I told them there's hope in Jesus and Jesus alone. Amen. He'll take what's crooked and make it straight. When we got done, me and that daddy hugged up before the funeral. You could feel the tension. After the funeral, what bridged that gap? Because there's nobody like him. God Almighty. There is none else. He bridges that gap. He said, preacher, is that like it? It's like that in your life every day. It's like that in my life. We need help. We need what God can do. And he tries to bridge that gap. Not only is he straightening out the crooked places, but he saves his children permanently. Not only is he straightening out the crooked places, but he saves his children permanently. You know what permanent is? That's like concrete out here. It's there. It's solid. It's sealed. It's sealed by the Holy Ghost. This morning, listen to me. If it's up on you to get to heaven, you'll go to hell. It ain't on you. It's on Jesus. You know what I told him at that funeral? He's not here to beat you and lash at you and hurt you. He put all the beating and all the punishment on his son on the cross of Calvary. He hung all that on Jesus that we might be set free. I see what he said here in Isaiah. He said, no, he straightened out the crooked places, but he saves his children permanently. Listen to me this morning. The only way I can lay my head down at night is to know my salvation is not in Brother B.J. Mills. Whoa, glory, hallelujah, whoa. I told you I just wanted to preach. I can't help it this morning. I said, I got me a case I can't help it. Y'all ever get that? We're knowing that what he done on the cross is enough. He said, preacher, oh no. I went looking for God. You never went looking for God. God come looking for you. You're not big enough to go look for God. You couldn't find him if you wanted to. Big as he is, he can hide from you. As big as he is, he can get all over you and you can't put your hand on him. But he can get all over you and make you do things that you didn't think you'd do. He'd make a grown man cry when he didn't think he'd ever cry. He'd make a grown man repent when he didn't think he would repent. That Spirit of God, let me give you this morning, how he'll save his people, save his children permanently. Look with me in the text, if you will. Look in verse number 4. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee. Who'd he call? He called thee. He said, I called thee, mine elect. I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. He said, preacher, did he call? Yes, he calls. He calls them children, and he calls them, and when they repent and ask him to come into their life, they are saved. He calls them. Look with me in Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 4 this morning. Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 4, there ain't nobody like him. For listening to my friend this morning, I want you to know that there is no other God like Jehovah. And Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 4, he calls his children. He called Moses. Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 4, he called Moses. Here's what the Bible said. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, when God seen Moses turn to see who was calling, look what happened. He called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses. He called him. The God of the universe knows your name. Before you was ever born, he knows your name. Before you was ever thought of, he knows your name. Look what he said here. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see God, he called on him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. I wonder who this morning God's calling you. And you see, all you got to say is, here am I. This morning, can I say to you, he saves his children permanently because he calls them. Exodus 3:4, he called Moses. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 1. He called his disciples. Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 1, I want to show you this. Not only did he call Moses, but he called his disciples. Boy, ain't you thankful that he calls? Oh, ain't you thankful that he calls? Oh, ain't you thankful? Look what he said in Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 1. Not only did he call Moses, but he called his disciples. Boy, I thank God for that this morning. And when he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. What did he do? He called them. This morning he's calling somebody. I see he called Moses. I see he called his disciples. Turn with me to Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 4, if you will, this morning. I see not only did he call Moses, not only did he call his disciples, but he called Saul or Paul, whichever way you want to look at it. At this moment, he's Saul, but he's fixing to become Paul. Can I say to you, when he calls you, you're going to get a name change. When he calls you, you're going to get a change. It's going to be set free in your life. He called them. He called Moses. He called his disciples. He called Saul. Look what he said in Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 4. After the light shone down, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? What did he do? He called him. This morning I want to say to you, he may be calling you this morning. I thank God there's a day in my life that he called me. Preacher, how many times does he call? I have no clue how many times he calls. I know He's promised every person that's ever been born a time He'll call on your life. He's promised you one time that He'd call, that Holy Spirit would draw on you. But I don't know how many times He'll come back and knock. He knocked on my heart many a times. But I'll never forget that night that He saved my soul. I'll never forget the first time I was ever under Holy Ghost conviction and knew it was Holy Ghost. Not preacher ghost, not man ghost, but Holy Ghost. Any preacher worth his salt can put you under conviction. If he knows what you're doing, he can talk about it. It don't take long. He's like, oh God, he's talking to me. The Lord done gave him something. Come on now. I mean, you know, if I know you got something going on, I can go call your sin out and preach on you every time you hear. And you'll be under conviction when you walk out. Any preacher can do that, worth the salt. I'm talking about Holy Ghost conviction. I'm talking about Holy Ghost. Well, he just got down there and got meddling where he wasn't supposed to be meddling. It wasn't him, it was the Holy Ghost. I'll never forget the first time I was under conviction. I was at work. I've told this many times, Sister Vanda. I was at work, and me and a bunch of old boys were standing there, and we was having a good old time. And I used the Lord's name in vain. I used the Lord's name in vain. And James Smith, round man, was about that tall, a little short feller. He's a Christian. He was a man of God. He come around the side of that thing, and he said, hey, are you a Christian? I didn't want to say no, because I knew he'd talk to me about Jesus. So I'd say, yeah, you know, make them go on. You make a church folk go on when you say, do you know Jesus? Yeah, and they'll go on, they'll leave you alone. But a man of God won't. That ain't good enough. He wants to know your experience. He wants to hear about your baptism. He wants to hear about the change. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people know about Jesus, but do they know Jesus? I know a lot about Adrian Rogers. I know he pastored at Bellevue. I know he's got a web page called Love Worth Finding. I know he died with cancer. I know a lot about him, but I never knowed him. At that point, I knew a lot about Jesus, but I never knowed him. And he said, if you was truly born again, that word would not have come out of your mouth. And that little old man, about 70-something years old, I wouldn't be like 19, you know? I wasn't drooping like I am now. Man, I was a stud, son, you hear me? I know you can't believe that. I know you can't, but you ask her. That's why she married me. But James Lowe, you don't talk about it. I mean, I know now I'm drooping a little bit, but man, I was, you know what I'm saying? But, and that old man, he walked away, and I was so mad, Brother Shea. That old man told me the truth. I couldn't do nothing about it because it really wasn't him, it was the Holy Ghost. I got born again not long after that, maybe 10 years, 7 years, something like that. I had to go to his house and tell him that I got saved. When I pulled up, he was popping pecans on the back of old orange Nissan truck, the little truck. I walked up and I said, Mr. James, I want to ask for forgiveness. He said, son, I forgave you when I heard that you got born again, washing the blood of Jesus. We left Tupelo over there at the mall one day. When you come back down and you get off on I-22 to come back home, I'll never forget it, I was making that curve. You know how you got to wait for everybody to come from Memphis? I was making that curve. My phone rung. And I told Brandy, I said, we can't answer. She just put it on speakerphone. I said, hello? I said, hey, this is Jason Smith. Man, you remember me? I said, man, yeah, what's up, man? He said, my daddy died. James, he died today. I said, really? Yeah, he said, can you do his funeral for me? I said, I'll be glad to do his funeral. He said, preacher, what you talking about? He'll take what's crooked and make it straight. He'll take a child that's lost and save them. That's what he does. He don't only call you, but he surnames you. You said, what does surname you mean? He gives you a last name. Surname means he gives you a last name. You don't only have a name, but you got a last name. You've been bought into the family of God. You've been bought in, grafted into the body of Christ. You've been bought back, bought in, saved, brought in. Look at this with me in the text, what he says here. He said, not only did he call him, look with me here. Not only did he call, but he surnamed him. Go back to the text here and what he said here. He said, no, I've even called thee by the name. I have surnamed thee. I've gave you a family name. I've gave you a lasting name. He said, not only that, but I have girded them. I've called them. I am the Lord, and there is none else. In verse 5, there is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known thee. To gird means they come, and he compasses about, and he binds one up. When one gets born again, he comes, and he binds you up. He takes what's broken, and he makes it right. Can I say to you in John 10:27, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That's the kind of God I serve. Can I say to you, He does not only make the crooked straight, He doesn't only save His children permanently, but He silenced the critics publicly. He silenced them publicly. I'll finish with this. I'm going to read you how He silences them publicly. I had a hat on standing at Jackrabbit Slim's and Sully that says saved, period. The saved wasn't really the big deal. The period on the end is the big deal. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Saved, period. There's nothing else. That, you're just saved. I stand there pumping gas one day, and I was just pumping it, pumping gas. I ain't even in this fight. I ain't even in this battle. Listen to me. I'm talking to somebody this morning that you need something straightened out in your life, and you need it straightened out permanently. I don't like just a little fix. I don't like a little fix. If I got something tore up on my vehicle, I take it to Brother Kevin, I get to the railroad tracks in Gwin, and it's still doing the same thing. It's going back because it ain't been fixed. Hello? He carried it back, He fixes it. You see what God does when He fixes it? He fixes it, though. You don't have to get to the railroad tracks. You don't have to get to the parking lot. When He fixes it permanently in your life. It's the God we serve. I stand out there pumping my gas. This young man gets out, and he said, like that hat you got on. I said, man, yeah. I said, I really like that period on the end. And we got talking back and forth. He told me we weren't at church. I said, man, you got a good pastor. He's a good guy, man. Great guy. Love him. Good preacher. He said, who are you? I stuck my hand out there. I said, come on, man. Shake my hand. What's up? What's up between me and you? Okay. I said, hey, I ain't going to hurt you, baby. I'm going to love on that, baby. I took his hand like here, and I said, my name is Brother B.J. Mills. And he jerked that hand back. He said, oh, I know you. I said, okay. He said, I could never go to your church where you pastor. And I said, okay. I ain't asked you to come. I'm not in it for the income. I'm in it for the outcome. He said, I could never go to your church. I said, okay. He said, because I've heard all about you. I said, oh, okay. I thought he was going to bring up my past. He didn't. He said, you're one of them preachers that believes in once saved, always saved. You're one of them preachers that believe in eternal security. You're one of them preachers that believe that once you're in the Father's hand, no man can pluck you out of His hand. And I said, I don't know who you've been talking to, but you're dead on the money, son. I don't have a clue who you've been talking to, but they've told you exactly what I believe. You say, why is that, preacher? See, if you've come from where I've come from, you've got to understand that there's no way I could have saved myself. Now, you get in church very long, there's some self-righteous folks that think they saved themselves. They think they're living this walk in their own way, in their own, man, they just got it. You know, they're the stuff. But see, I understand in my life, the life I come from, Brother Jonathan Mixon, that I couldn't save myself. That I had to have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to my life. And if it took the blood to apply it, it takes the blood to keep it. And you say, well, listen to me. That blood cannot be polluted, diluted, or substituted. You can't, I don't understand it, but I believe it, Brother Brad, how you can take the blood of Jesus Christ, put my old nasty sin in it, wash my sin white, and that blood is still just as perfect as it was. I don't understand that. How you can take something dirty and stick it in this blood, and when it comes out, it's clean, but the blood is still the blood. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Clean. You couldn't lay down at night, and I couldn't either. If you believe when you laid down, if you didn't do enough good to keep it, you was going to go to hell before you went to bed. You couldn't live that way. He said, I'm God and there is none else. I'm God and there, that's what he said. I'm God and there is none else. Listen to me. He said, I'll straighten what's crooked. He said, and when I do the saving, I do it permanently. And he said, I'll silence the critics publicly. He said, how can you preach a gospel like that? Let me just show you. I'm glad you asked. Isaiah 45 and verse number 6. That they may know from the rising of the sun. He said, every morning when the sun comes up, I want them to know. I want them to know and from the east that there is none beside me. You know why he didn't put the east in there? Which way does the sun come up? He didn't have to. That's God. There's nobody can make that sun come up in the west. It's going to come up in the east when we're dead and gone. What he does is permanent. If he don't change the way the sun comes up, when he saves you, he's not going to change his mind about you. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, not when we got right, but while we were sinners, Christ died for us. He said, and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. He said, I formed the light. There's no light can be formed without Him. When that light comes on in your life, that's God put that light in your life. He said, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. And here's what He said in verse 8. Drop down, ye heavens. He even tells the heavens what to do. From above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and of them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. And he's in verse number 9, I love this. He says, woe unto him that striveth with the maker. Don't strive with your maker. He's in control of everything you've got going on. If you're crooked, He wants to straighten it out. If you're lost, He wants to save you. And if you don't believe He's God, He wants to show you He is. Whew. Woe unto him that strive with the maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it or made it, what makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands. Can I say to you, He's the creator of all things. So how do you believe that, preacher? Isaiah 45:22. Look with me in the same chapter. He said He'll straighten out what's crooked. He'll straighten it out, I promise you. He'll make it right. He'll get that place in your life. He'll make it right. I told that mom and daddy when I stood behind that sacred desk Friday, I said, I'm not glad to be here with the situation that's going on, but I'm sure glad this lot come to my life that I was able to stand here. I just shared them Jesus. Isaiah 45:22, He says, look unto me. Look unto who? Look unto God. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Read this with me. For I am God, and there is none else. Amen. I have nothing else to add to that this morning but this. He's the way maker. He takes what's crooked and makes it straight. If you ever was crooked, He straightens you up. Give an amen. Amen. Oh my gosh, hadn't He though? Who hadn't He? If you've ever been saved in here and you're still saved, say amen. 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 And listen to me. When you have an old critic like the old devil, old Satan, he gets in that ear and he tells you how sorry you are and how no good you are and how you all this. Just remind him of his future where he's going to spend eternity because there's no God like Jehovah. This morning, if you're lost, come to this altar. This morning, if you got something going on in your life, you say, preacher, man, I'm just tired. Anybody ever been tired? Just tired? Just come to this altar. I promise you, you can lean on this Savior I'm telling you about. I've been saved 17 years, and He's never, ever let me down one time. He's held His side every time. Father, I love you, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you. I lift up no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray right now for everyone under the sound of my voice that you would touch them. If they're lost, save them. If they find something in their life that needs to be taken away, I ask you to take it away this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you're in the saving business. I thank you that there's none else like you. Lord, there's nobody can keep a secret like you keep it. There's nobody can forgive like you forgive. And there's nobody can set the captive free like you can. Father, I can never understand how I can be in a turmoil and get down on my knees, humble myself, and pray. Even though the battle is still raging around, I can pray. And you can take that burden and you can cast it as far as the east is from the west. I have no clue how that works. But that's your God. I have no clue how instantly it works. I know how it works through the prayer, through your faithfulness, through the blood. I know. But Father, I'm trying to tell your people, I want them to understand how quick it works. When we get honest with you, you get honest with us, and it's quick. Bless your people today. we're in that Christmas season. There may be some parents in here that's at their wits' end. But Father, it ain't all about presents. Can I say it ain't about a present? It's about Jesus Christ. It's about His birth. Bless your people today in Jesus' name. Amen.